Being a faithful Christian means more than just showing up to worship services every Sunday morning. It is true that faithful Christians will attend the Lord's assemblies as is commanded in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, but being a faithful Christian also means that we must constantly be working to strengthen His kingdom. Open your Bible and read with me 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. There the Apostle Paul stated, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Here Paul was writing his brethren, that is, he was writing the church of God, which was located at Corinth, that we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2. And there he said to be steadfast or immovable. And it's kind of interesting, this choice of words, because right after this he says the complete opposite thing, that is to always abound in work. The first thought gives that thought to be steadfast, immovable, not moving around, don't go to the left, don't go to the right, whereas the next thought gives the idea to always be moving, always be doing something. What Paul's talking about here first in being steadfast or immovable is to not move from one gospel to another. That is, don't go from the gospel, the doctrine of Jesus Christ, on to another gospel. That's what he told those in Galatia not to do in Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. He said, "I marvel that you are turning so soon from another gospel to that other gospel." Then he goes on to say in verse 7, "There is not another gospel." So there he's saying to be steadfast. Don't go to another doctrine that is false and that is not the doctrine of Jesus Christ. But then he says something that comes as quite a shock to many Christians, that is to always be abounding in the work of the Lord. As Christians, we never quit doing work in God's service. He says there, in essence, that believing is not enough, but that we need to keep on doing the work that God has commanded. This is the same thought that Jesus gave in Luke chapter 6 and verse 46 and Matthew chapter 7 verse 21, that faith is not enough, but we need to constantly be working to strengthen the kingdom of God. And then Paul gave the reason for standing on the truth of God's word and always doing work in His service, and that is to know or to remember that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's a great hope that we have as Christians, and not only a great hope, but it's also a great promise. The Apostle John wrote a similar thought in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. In verses 1 and following, he talked a little bit about that new heaven and that new earth, but he said in verse 4 that God is going to wipe away every tear, and there's going to be no more sorrow, no more death, because all these former things have passed away. That, friends, is why we keep on doing the Word of God. That is why we do not move on to another gospel, because as Christians we have that great hope. The question is, do you also have that hope today?